Welcome to the Running in the Center of the Universe podcast. I'm Ashlyn Dave, your host. We've got a great show lined up, so let's get started.
All right, this is Ashlyn Dave, and this is the Running in the Center of the Universe podcast, episode 123. It is the week of March 14, 2011, and I'm coming at you from the center of the universe, Ashland, Virginia. Been a little overdue with this podcast. I've been trying to get them out every 2 weeks, and I think it's been 3 weeks. You know, life. I have a life outside the podcast, so sometimes it's just kind of hard to get a show together. But it's not through lack of training. I've definitely been putting the miles down, and I got a nice email this morning from Ashley from Illinois, and she had commented on my 22-mile training run that I did yesterday. So that was very encouraging, and that motivated me to get out here this morning, which is the second day of the double long run sandwich after the 22-miler. For 10. And if it was any day that I did not want to go to run, it is definitely today. I am hurting all over. I was out late last night at a party. Ashton Bob's wife turned 40. So we went out to celebrate her halfway mark to the grave. She joined the over 40 club. And when I got back home, stayed up watching that damn Netflix again. That's just too easy, you know, to find something to watch. And then with the time change, springing forward an hour, kind of got me a little out of whack. But I went to church last night, so I didn't have to worry about going this morning. So I'm going to do a couple miles on my own. Then I'm going to meet up with my wife. We'll do a couple miles together. And she'll see how much I'm hurting. I've always said the best cure for hangover, not to say that I am hungover, but the best cure for one is at least a 6-mile run. As a matter of fact, that came up in conversation last night at the party. You can't run for 2 to 3 miles. You gotta do at least 6. You gotta be out there for at least an hour. Or if you're a 10 minute mile guy like me. And that way, because it kind of completely transforms you. If you go out for 2 or 3 miles, you don't really, you kind of just warm up. But if you go out for 6, then your body's committed. And at least it's been my experience that that headache goes away. That overall feeling of feeling like shit goes away. So that's where I'm at this morning. I'm only a few minutes in. So I'm going to talk a little bit about the B&A Trail Marathon. And then maybe, I'm not really sure yet, but the bulk of the show is probably going to be about the emails I've been getting. I've been getting lots of emails from listeners. And it's awesome to get all those. I really appreciate it. And the Stand Up and Count It, Stand Up and Be Counted campaign is going really good. AshlynDave@gmail.com gets you in. All I'm really doing is kind of assessing who listens to the show and where you're from. And that's really all I'm doing with that. I'm not collecting your email for a database to mass market you or anything. I'm just kind of curious who listens to the show. Where are you from? Just for my own curiosity. So if you want to send me an email at ashlynndave@gmail.com, I'll send you one back and mention you on the show. Appreciate it. as I do all the listeners and people that download the show, thank you so much. I do enjoy putting it together. It's a lot of fun, and I've connected with folks from many different parts of the country and overseas. All right, let's talk about the B&A Trail Marathon. B&A stands for Baltimore and Annapolis, and it used to be a railroad, a rail line that I guess went between the two, and that was the B&A rail line, I guess. Anyway, what has happened is it's a Rails to Trails program, so there is now a asphalt recreational path where the B&A railroad used to be. And the Annapolis Striders Running Club put on a marathon there. This year was the 20th anniversary, and they gave out some pretty cool race swag, which I'll talk about in a second. I did this marathon back in 2008. I was supposed to return this year with my buddy Ashlyn Bob, but he didn't sign up in time, so he didn't get in. So as a result, I had to do it by myself, which wasn't really by myself, but I'll talk about that in a second. So I drove up there. Marathon was on March 6th. I drove up there by myself on Saturday afternoon. Stayed at my buddy Lummox's house. He lives in an area called Severna Park. And stayed at his house by myself. Got up the next day, and the forecast was for an inch of rain and windy conditions. So it was dismal, to say the least. You know what? I'm going to walk a bit here. Otherwise, I think I'm going to vomit. Let's see, where was I? So, I went up and just enjoyed myself at his house. He has a real nice place. I was going to be visiting him, but he and his wife ended up taking a quick trip to Key West, of all places, because that's where I'll be in May. And so I had the place to myself. Got up the next day, was a little bit worried about the weather. It was just, you know, kind of humid outside, no rain. Met up with a couple maniacs at the start, Ed and Dawn. And Ed was kind of commenting on how he really had no goal in mind. He was just going to be doing a long run. And we kind of started at the back. It was a chip-timed race, so there was really no hurry to get up there or anything. And I was just doing it for training purposes. Well, one thing I noticed is that the lines for the Port-a-John absolutely go away once the race starts. So after I crossed the starting line with my chip, I went to the Port-a-John, no problem, and then started. And by that point, I got separated from that guy, Ed. But it was nice. He's from Annapolis, and then Don from the Washington State area, who had relocated to, I think, Northern Virginia is what she said. Anyway, they're fellow maniacs, and I think Don took a picture of us in our maniac attire to put in a newsletter. Okay, I got a dog here. I'm not sure if this dog has got a fence or not. Good morning. Friendly dog. Pretty sure if it had blue, you miss. Is that Brian? Yeah, I saw another runner, wasn't sure who it was. Alright, I guess I'll start running. A little bit of a log jam here in the street. Alright, so I guess I'll make my way over to meet up with my wife here in a little bit. Alright, so I ran the first half. Well, first of all, the weather was never a factor. I thought it was gonna be. I was a little worried about it. It sprinkled some, got humid, it was windy, but the weather really never became an issue whatsoever. So I ran the first half of the marathon as hard and fast as I could. And about the halfway mark, around 2 hours, 11 minutes or so, which was pretty remarkable for my ability. Good morning, how are you?
Hey.
Anyway, like I said, I went up there by myself, and at the halfway mark, they send the half marathoners back to the start-finish area, and the full marathoners go straight there. And that gets kind of lonely, that back nine. Anyway, so I hit the Port-a-John, and if you've ever if you've been running really hard, and keep in mind that 2:11 is a good half marathon time for me. My PR is just under 2 hours. But even on a good day, running just 13.1, 2:11 would be a good finishing time for me. So I was running pretty hard for my ability level. So going, God, I shouldn't be out here running. So I go on the Porta John, my whole world kind of starts spinning because I've been running, and all of a sudden I just come to a stop in that plastic enclosure, you know, and my glasses fog up. So I come out, I start running right away. I didn't want to lose any time because I was pretty damn close to a 10-minute mile, and I just wanted to see how long I could hold that because I knew I could do my run walk thing and not worry about it so much. I wasn't really worried about a finishing time, but I wanted to see how long I could hold the 10-minute mile. That was just a goal I kind of made that morning, just for fun, experiment. Because I knew I could always walk some and still finish inside 5 hours. My goal really was between 4.5 and 5. So I exit the Porta John, glasses are all fogged up. All of a sudden, this man just runs up right next to me, and it's Tom Grant from Ashland, of all places and people. And what I did is I had this image, just glanced, kind of a flashing image came across my face of Tom. I wasn't quite sure because, and it was just a real surprise. All of a sudden, there he was. And he's like, "Hey, man." And he said that he decided to drive up because he knew I was running by myself. And I just thought that was really cool. So Tom and I ran together for a little while, and a couple times he dropped back, his phone was ringing, he was texting, I'm not really sure. He was complaining about his knee hurting, and after about 20 minutes I started wondering, what is going on with this guy? And he drove up here, it was supposed to be pouring rain, he's talking about his knee hurting, and he's on his damn phone. And I said, who are you talking to? He said, "Oh, Meriwether's checking in, your wife's checking in, everybody wants to know how you're doing," which was kind of cool. So then we get up to around mile 17 or 18, and I'm still tearing it up. I mean, I'm real close to that 10-minute mile overall pace, which is going to put me inside 4.5 hours. I was feeling really good. And all of a sudden, Tom just says to me something, his knee popped. And he drops back. He's like, "Oh, you go ahead. My knee, man, something's wrong with my knee. I'll catch up with you when you turn around." And I genuinely felt bad for the guy, because I don't think I heard anything pop, but he said something did, or he made me believe that something had hurt, was hurting his knee. And I turned around a couple times, just like, you know, WTF, dude. I mean, which, you're right. I mean, I didn't really know what to do. So I kept on, and I don't know, less than 50 yards down the route, I saw this guy standing over to the side, facing away. Looked like he was urinating. And the path kind of goes, actually goes along a shopping center, the edge of the parking lot. And I just remember thinking, if that guy's urinating, he doesn't have any cover on the other side at all. Guy turns around and starts running on the course, and it's Ashland Bob, of all people. Ashland Bob also came up there. And then all of a sudden, Tom's behind me, and we had a big laugh about how they punked me on the marathon route. And it was really funny at the time. I mean, I kept waiting for the next surprise. I thought maybe they brought out some dancing girls or something. They assured me they hadn't. It was a real nice surprise. I had, you know, planned to be up there by myself, run the marathon. I've done that before. And anyway, it's really cool. I've always said that you got to get up pretty early in the morning to fool me. And obviously, they got up really, really early to drive the 2.5 hours up to Maryland from Virginia. So the spirit of marathon friendship is alive and well, stretching from Ashland, Virginia to Severna Park, Maryland. So thanks, guys. I appreciate you guys doing that. As a result, I had a great finishing time for me, 4:26:13. And I'm not gonna complain about this, but the route was long, and I'll explain why I think that's the case. They had every mile marker exactly right, starting from the beginning to my Garmin. The only deviation was a hundredth of a mile at one point. Mile one was right on, mile two was right on, all the way up to mile 23. Like dead on the Garmin, exactly right. But I'm talking about dead on. And then mile 24 came and went and didn't see the mile marker. And the way the course was, I couldn't really see up ahead, but at 24.2 on the Garmin, that was the 24 mile marker. The 25 mile marker was at 25.2. So I thought, oh, all they did was screw up and they measured backwards from the finish and dropped them at a mile. Well, 26.2 came and went. Still weren't at the finish. The finish line was at 26.42 on the Garmin. Now, the reason I bring this up is because I was about on pace to run 4:25 something if the course had been right along. And the reason that's significant is I hadn't broke 4.5 hours in a while. And then when I was doing the math in my head with my pace band that I had, it was starting to look like I was going to get 4:25 something. So I was really pushing it. And then the whole tenth of a mile, if you're running for a 10-minute mile, is a minute. So I had to let go of that. That ticked me off a little bit because it was really looking good. But anyway, I got 4:26:13. Very happy with that. I hadn't broke 4.5 hours in the marathon, it seems like, in, I don't know, 3 or 4 marathons. It's kind of been elusive because, you know, I kind of want to be a 4.5 hour marathon guy. I'm never going to make 4 hours. I know that's not going to happen. I can't run that fast. My PR is 4:17. I don't think I'll ever, I mean, I ran hard last week and I ran hard for my 4:26. I really did. I think that's where my ability level is now. So I was obviously very happy that I broke 4.5 hours because I just feel like that's where I'm at. And I earned it. So after I finished, I went in and took a shower. The start finish was at the local high school. Great support, and there's really nothing better than going inside after you run a marathon and not having to stay out in the elements. Went to my car, got my gear bag, got cleaned up, got a little something to eat. Bob and Tom went and picked up Bob's car that was up 13 miles away. All right, maybe 6 miles up the road. And then I had my ride home. Tom drove me home, and the sky opened up, and it poured rain the rest of the day. So I was able to get that marathon in before the weather turned bad. All right, I gotta go over to the church and meet up with my wife here. We're gonna do a couple miles together. We haven't run together in a while. We can take my daughter to a class at church. So that'll give us a little time together, and I think she's gonna have our dog, Blue. So Blue will get a couple miles together. All right, well, that's the marathon. I'm not gonna go into any more detail. 16th marathon, second time running that one. Had a great time. Oh, let me talk about the race swag real quick. This was the 20th anniversary of this marathon. When I ran it back in 2008, the swag was a cool fleece vest with the logo on it, and what else did I get? Oh, metal is nice. Not a stamped metal, more of a flat surface metal with the design on it. It was pretty cool. Well, this year they gave out a lot of stuff. long sleeve Under Armour shirt, non-compression, which I was very thankful for, because I've always said if a race director wants to be assured that nobody will ever see their race shirt, make it compression, because most people wear those underneath, at least I do. I do not have the upper body for a compression shirt on the outside. It's just downright ridiculous. So it was a loose-fitting Under Armour shirt with the logo, white, small logo, over the imaginary breast pocket, very cool. Gave out a beanie hat with the 20th anniversary embroidered on the front. They gave out a lapel pin, which is really cool, of the logo, which is cool because I kind of collect those. I've probably got 200 lapel pins from places I've been throughout my life. One of these days I just need to put them up on a cork board or something. It'd be pretty cool. Wherever I go somewhere, I usually try to get a lapel pin souvenir just to, remember the visit or whatever. And what else did they give out? Oh, the finisher's medal. Man, this was nice. It was big. It's one of the bigger ones I've ever gotten. And it's stamped. And it's just cool. It was some good swag. And I remember the race director was making jokes about how, you're not going to get any of this next year. We don't got no more money. So I really, really did enjoy it. And recommend the race. It's put on. There's no traffic. You don't have traffic issues, really. It gets a little lonely on the back nine because most of the people run the half. But the best thing about this marathon is that you just register, and if while you're out there you decide that you want to do the half, you'll get an official finishing time for that. That's not really my thing, but apparently when Tom was hiding and waiting for me at the halfway mark, he said that there are a lot of people with the red bib turning towards the finish because it was really getting humid. Anyway, it was one of my better marathons. I really had fun, and having my buddies from Ashland come up there as a surprise, really made me feel good. That would make anybody feel good to know that people think enough of them to drive up, make that trip, and get their own workout in. So speaking of them, my buddy Ashland Bob is doing a second marathon next week at Tobacco Road in Cary, North Carolina. And I think Tom and Rodney are actually making the trip down there. They're both registered. I'm on call for work, so I can't make it. No offense to Bob, but I'm not even sure if I could go because I've been a little absent lately around the house because of this marathon. And then actually Tom and Rodney are doing one the day before. I'm not really sure what got into them, but they're doing double marathons, Saturday and Sunday. It's insane. So that's a topic for another show. I'll get with them on that and find out how it went. All right, quick training update. This has been a big week. I was supposed to clear 50 miles for the week, but I bagged one of the runs because I was just too tired. It's 4 Tuesday, 8 Thursday, 22 yesterday. I'll do 10 today. I don't know what that math is, but it's over 40. And I just did a marathon last week, and I'm no injuries. So I'm very happy about that. All right, well, that's it for this section of the show. Move on to the email bag.
All right, well, I did get my 10 miles in, and I think it was 44 and a half for the week. My goal is to get up to 50, because my body starts breaking down at that point. Anyway, I made it for today, and that was really the main goal. I was listening back to the first part of the show just to make sure the content turned out okay, and there was one section there where it sounded like I had gotten laid. What I meant to say was that I was out late. So that was earlier in the show, and it was too hard to edit it out, and I'm not going to talk about that. We were out late, L-A-T-E. So anyway, if you picked up on that in the early part of this episode, I just wanted to clarify what I said. because it surely didn't sound that way. All right, let's get to the email bag section of the show. And I'm going to be sight reading these because some of them I have not read in about a week, and I can't remember what each one is about. But I heard from Amy. Amy's a local runner, and she wanted me to promote the Superhero Run, which is going to be on April 9th at St. Joseph's Villa here in Richmond, the Richmond area, to benefit Henrico CASA, which is a court-appointed special advocate program for children. And I will put a link in the show notes to that race if you're interested in that. It's a 5K, and I think you kind of are encouraged to dress up like a superhero. So Amy, I don't think you listened to the show, but I will put that link in there. Just want to let you know. Also heard from Bert, and Bert did the Myrtle Beach Marathon, and excellent finishing time, 4:08:50. Bert, I must say I'm pretty jealous of that. I would really, really like to be able to get a better finishing time than I've got. But anyway, well done. And you can check out Bert's race report at blog.cbertrun.blogspot.com. He's going to put a full race report on his blog, he said. And he said he was really, really... This was his first full marathon, and he was... He had already forgotten how much agony he was in mile 24 because he's already thinking about where he's going to run his next marathon. Well, that's the way to do it, Bert. I mean, I'm telling you, man, you just got to hang in there. And I think that's why women have more than one kid, because they forget how much it hurts to give birth. I mean, at least that's what I've been told. And we've jokingly talked about on our group runs when we have mixed gender there that marathon running is the great equalizer among the genders, because men can then actually feel like how much pain the body experiences when a woman gives birth. However, I think a marathon is probably shorter. But anyway, that's appreciate the email, Bert. Good to hear from you. Congratulations on your first marathon. That's a really cool thing, man. Really, hopefully, let me know. Send me an email when you pick your next one. I like to know which one you're doing, because I had some buddies that went down to Myrtle Beach. And if it's in the general area, we might cross paths someday. I heard from Sandy out of Michigan, and she has been experiencing some brutal weather up in the Michigan area. Back in late February, they got 10 inches of snow overnight, and she had to actually still, with the nature of her job, she has to work regardless. Took her 2 hours to get to a training class the following day, doing a lot of running on the treadmill. However, she spent the first part of March in Myrtle Beach and actually did a local 10K. And Sandy, hopefully that worked out okay. Hopefully you guys got down there and enjoyed your trip to Myrtle Beach and the Outer Banks. And drop me a line when you get a chance. It'd be great to hear from you. Heard from Dirt Dog over at Dirt Dog's Running Diatribe podcast. He talks a lot about ultra running too. And he was just dropping his name for the Stand Up and Be Counted. So, Dirt Dog, I'll put you on that. I've actually been keeping a list here because I'm going to do an episode and just mention everybody. So I appreciate, I'm not sure if I've got you yet. I think you're from Detroit, Michigan. So got you in there. Thank you very much. All right, let's go to the next one here. It's always good to hear. Check out his podcast. I just listened to one of his today when I was out running. He's talking to a guy who'd run numerous marathons and ultras, and the guy just had a real good perspective on running. And anyway, check out his podcast at Dirt Dog's Rambling Diatribe podcast. I don't have a link in my show notes, but you can just search for that. He's got a very popular podcast. Definitely should definitely check that out. All right, let's go to the next one here. Let's see, Craig. Craig is a relatively new listener. He's out of Rock Hill, South Carolina. Done four marathons, most recent being Myrtle Beach last weekend. That would have been 3 weeks ago now, and I think it's the Bilo Myrtle Beach Marathon. It's one that they canceled last year because of the snow. He was attempting to qualify for Boston, but just missed it. Had some hamstring cramps, and had to run walk the remainder of the distance from mile 18. But he's going to qualify for Boston and then do another ultra. He's done the 50-miler up in Can Lake, which is in, let's see if I can pronounce this, Canandaigua, New York. And anyway, he was asking about some of the South Carolina Ultra Trail Series. I don't know anything about those, Craig, and I think I told you that in an email. But I'd be very curious to know, because South Carolina is really not that far, and we've been down vacationing down there before, and I've actually got a friend who's got a condo down there, so it's really not all that far. Might even try a race down there one time. Looks like he was nursing an Achilles injury. So, Craig, I appreciate it. I'm going to put you in there for standing up and be counted. What I'll do is I'm going to move you over there to I've got a special little folder that I put emails in before I get rid of them. That way, okay, I know I'm rambling right now. I heard from Andy out of Vancouver, and he said he found the podcast when the 100th episode came out. He's been listening to them all since. He likes the show. Appreciate that. He's done a couple half marathons, one marathon, and an ultra, and he wants to do a couple more 50Ks leading into his first 50-miler in May, which is called the Tenderfoot Boogie. It's a trail ultra that starts in Squamish and ends in Whistler. And Whistler was where last year's Winter Olympics were in Canada. So anyway, also he's got a blog that not much more than a running journal, but let's see if we'll click on that and see where it takes us to. It's use extreme caution past this point .blogspot.com. So check that out if you're interested in listening to reading his first story about his ultra. I did read that, and I thought that was pretty good. So I'm going to put you in the stand up and be counted folder there, Andy. Appreciate you taking the time to send in the email. Really do. I know sometimes I rush through these, and what has happened is I've actually, I'm my own worst enemy, because I've encouraged people to write in, and then it's hard for me to manage all the emails. I heard from Chris in Georgia. He commented on the website at ashlanddave.podbean.com. He called my IC8 race report a classic, and if you haven't listened to that episode, I do go down in the mud while I'm doing the podcast. It was pretty funny. And all right, Chris wanted to know, when did you partake of the dude's liquor in the Yoo-Hoo box? Well, that was after the race. He was passing that around, and against my better judgment, I, you know, shared the bottle with people. And what I've had to do is some of those, there was a guy there named Kino who's a marathon maniac, and he was taking pictures of everything, and he put some up on his Facebook page, which somebody called my attention to, so I had to quickly remove my tag because I don't want any pictures of me drinking alcohol out there. So that was pretty funny. There's also, Chris has put a link to my podcast on his blog, which is runningafterdaylight.com. And Chris was the one that, he's a guy that was running one of the North Face races down in Atlanta when we were down there. So we probably might have even crossed paths, Chris. I think we've talked about that before. But anyway, appreciate you taking the time to put the comment on the site, which if you want to comment directly on the website, you can do that at ashlanddave.podbean.com. That is a very cool thing to do because other people can see your comments. So appreciate you doing that, Chris. Let's see. I heard from Joe, and Joe is out of Cartersville, Georgia. He says he's been listening since mid-2009, currently training for a second ultra, and he was commenting on the King of Kong documentary. And yeah, really definitely miss arcades. And Joe, you had said that you had encouraged me to check out the movie Darkon, which I did, and you'll get a kick out of this. If you've never heard of Darkon, it takes too long to explain. So I guess, Joe, this is kind of directed to you. I was watching it with my daughter, and she kept asking me when the movie was going to start. And I was trying to explain to her that this is the movie. She said, no, when's the movie going to start? And what she meant, she thought the movie was about the medieval people, whereas the movie was really just about the medieval people acting like medieval people. So anyway, that was kind of funny, and I appreciate you sending that in. Let me move you in the stand up and be counted folder. All right, heard from Dr. Smitty, and Dr. Smitty had just written in to wish me luck at the BNA. He ran the Little Rock Marathon at the same time. Incredible 3:37 finishing time. And Greg, I definitely hope to hook up with you this summer up at Lake Anna. I can schedule it a little bit better this year, and I can spend a little bit more time up there. We can maybe go for a run on some of those trails and hopefully be dried up by then. I think last time when we came up there, I think we had to go to something at church that evening. I can't quite remember. Maybe not, because I think we drank some beers on the boat, so I don't think we went to church that night. But we had to come back for some reason. But anyway, good luck on the Hat 50K, and I hope that, hopefully you're going to be able to make it up for the 10K. If not, I completely understand, but hopefully, I don't think you've signed up for that yet. And Greg, for the other listeners out there, Greg has come up and run the Ashland Railroad Run the last 2 years, I believe. And he does pretty good. I think he came in first in his age group, if I'm not mistaken. Heard from Tim at abueloruns.com. It's abueloruns.com. Just wishing luck on the marathon. And he told me don't feel guilty about breaking that fellow soccer player's leg. I think that was what I talked about in the last podcast. He said he was on the receiving end of a broken leg in a game in 1975, and he doesn't harbor any ill towards anybody. So I appreciate that, Tim. Good to hear from you. And again, you know, thanks for taking the time to write the email. Really is nice to hear from the different listeners. Let me hit a couple others here. We got her from Louise, and let's see, she is from the UK, and she's only been listening to the podcast since mid-January. When desperately seeking inspiration, she searched the iTunes store for anything to do with ultramarathons, and now my show has become the voice that gets her through that first commute of the week. She ran her first 50-mile ultra in November, which was called the Beacons Ultra, which she said was a fantastic course with wonderful scenery and top-class organization. And then this July, she's running the Lakeland 100, which is worth looking up if you have time. And I did do that, Louise, and thanks for pointing me to that. Well done. I wish you all the best with your training. You mentioned you were looking for a podcast with ultra marathons, and I don't want my podcast to be just about ultra marathoning. It's kind of evolving into that because I am interested in those. But one thing I don't want to do is exclude people that don't do them, and so I try to be very careful with my comments and not try to belittle any of the shorter distances. With the half marathon still being my favorite distance, and the reason I say that is because you don't really have to change your lifestyle a whole lot to train and complete a half marathon. And what I mean by that is really all you need is an every other week of an 8 or 9 mile run, and then when you get closer to race time, you can bump it up to 10 or 11, and you're going to be able to finish the half marathon if that's all you want to do is finish. So it doesn't require, it's not like having a part-time job like training for a marathon or ultra is. So anyway, Louise, I appreciate you saying that. I do want to have ultra running information on my podcast, and I've heard from people that are interested in trying it. And if you've listened to the show, or if anybody who has pretty much from the beginning, you can see how I kind of evolved into doing the ultra running. So thank you so much for taking the time to send that email. I really do appreciate it. Let's see, running a little bit long this week, but I think what I'm going to do is go ahead and get through the rest of these because the last one from Ashley is the one I referenced earlier in the show, and I want to get to that one. And I want to get to Meriwether. I heard from Dale. Dale is out of Washington State. Thank you, Dale, for sending in the email. And Dale has been listening to the show for a few episodes, and it's very hard for Dale to remember to email me when I don't know if it's a he or a she, because I know Dale can be both. Sorry, Dale. Anyway, Dale always forgets to email when he or she gets to the computer, but I finally got an email from Dale. In Washington State, Dale's done the Portland Marathon twice, and a 50K at Bighorn Scenic Trail Run in Dayton, Wyoming, and has done numerous distance races at the Spokane River Run, and someday Dale hopes to finish the 50-miler. Appreciate it, Dale, and thanks for putting a little part in there about directing the race. Yes, in this episode, I am not going to talk about the railroad run in this episode because it's running kind of long, but I probably will in upcoming episodes, obviously, because we're getting close. That race is April 30th, the 33rd annual Ashland Railroad Run. Comment on the site from Meriwether. And finally, she listened. I appreciate that, Meriwether. Meriwether was an original member of Team Doom, which was our marathon training team here in Ashland for Shamrock of last year. This coming weekend, Meriwether is running her second marathon at Shamrock again. She's very excited. And she thought it was funny that I was yawning during my own podcast because it slowed her down. So she wants me to talk fast in the next podcast, which maybe I got a little feature in GarageBand and I can figure out how to make my voice go faster. Anyway, Meriwether, thanks for listening to the show. You know that, and all the best on your marathon this coming weekend. Okay, I heard from Ashley out of Springfield, Illinois, and it's kind of funny that I heard from Ashley because, and she's got a blog that's it's Ash Learns to Run. I'll link to that in the show notes. I'm making a note of doing that right now. Sometime back, I guess about 2 years ago, there was a girl named Jody that had a podcast called Confessions of a Runner, and it was pretty good. There were several male podcasts, but this was kind of like the first. I think it was the first female host that did a running related podcast, and I think she had a link to Ashley's blog at some point in time, and I went on there, and if my memory serves me correct, I think she had something on her blog about cold weather running, and I think I might have made, I know I made a post, but I think it might have been in reference to arm warmers. Now, Ashley, was that your blog that I did that on? Well, anyway, apparently Ashley had been listening to my podcast. I don't know if she did it all along, but I had read her first blog entry ever and commented on it because she said it was a miracle, because here it is 2 years later, and I think you and one other person are the only other people who have seen my blog. So we're going to put that on my website, Ash Learns to Run. Let's see, it's ashlearnstorun.blogspot.com. So go over there. She's got lots of information on there, and it's kind of neat. And you know, she looks like she has a good time. And the thing that I thought was interesting is because I got an email from her today, the day after I did my 22-mile training run, and she was congratulating me on nailing the 22 miles. So I'm not sure how she found out about that, unless, you know what? I posted to my running, to the runner's log, runner's world log, and that goes on my, on the website, ashlanddave.podbean.com. So that must be how you know, because if you're from Illinois, you're definitely not down here running in Ashland. Anyway, that was supposed to be a joke, but it didn't really work out that way. But anyway, Ashley, thank you for listening to the show. And I'm going to link to your blog on the website here, ashlanddave.podbean.com. And I know that you said you didn't care if people looked at it or not, but maybe a couple people will. So thanks for the email. It was really good to hear from you. And like I said, really appreciate you taking the time to send the emails. That is it for the emails for this week. I am totally caught up. The show ran a little late this week. What's coming up this week is I've got another monster weekend. My plan calls for 4, 10, 8, and then 22 and 10. I don't know what that math is. Let me check my schedule. Oh, God, that's 54 miles, I think. Well, I don't think I can do 54, so what I'll probably do is shave off on the 10 mile, I'll probably shave off 4. Because I don't have time to run 10 miles on a Wednesday. It's just, that's a night that my wife works late, and I've got to pick my daughter up, and I just can't, I just don't have the time. They charge me extra and call Child Protective Services because I wouldn't be over there to pick her up. So the running is really not that important during the week. Although the program does build a midweek long run, which goes up to 12, I think. I just don't have the time to do that during the work week. And then this coming weekend is I go on call for work, so I'll be kind of on borrowed time anytime I do the long runs. But my buddy Bob is doing a second marathon in Tobacco Road in Cary, North Carolina. Tom and Rodney will also be down there. And then, of course, Meriwether is doing her second marathon at Shamrock in Virginia Beach. And I think that's an anniversary, 30th anniversary of that. So that's the show for this week. This is Ashland Dave, and I'm reminding you to... No, where am I? What am I doing? I'm running in the center of the universe, Ashland, Virginia. reminding you to run to the finish and keep on running. Y'all have a good week.
Ashland Railroad Run. Come race the rail in Ashland, Virginia. Join us on Saturday, April 30th for the 33rd annual running of one of Virginia's oldest road races alongside the tracks and through the historic town of Ashland, Virginia, the center of the universe. This race is one of Virginia's first eco-friendly races and the area's longest running 10K race. This race features a flat certified course along the tracks, which is great for setting a PR. This event also features some of the best and most unique door prizes of any race around the Richmond, Virginia area. Be sure to come to the center of the universe on April 30th and race the rail. For more information, go to hannoverarts.org or email ashlanddave@gmail.com. I ran the kids' race last year, and it was fun. Run Ashland first. See you there.